Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Today's spiritual message is about union. The elements water and earth are united. Together, they form a natural and beneficial union. Water needs no guidance as it begins its flow. It'll find its own way and seek its own level. We human beings are similar in that we're drawn to harmonizing with others who match our energy and flow. As you join, be conscious of outside forces that would use the ego to take you off course. Be cautious of promises that tell of advancement without work. Joining is work and is of the most glorious and beneficial work. Know that this is the path to a free mind and an open heart. When we hear the sound of water flowing in natural settings, it brings to us a sense of peace and tranquility. There is an inner subconscious knowing that these waters are traveling to join with larger bodies of water. And in that joining, that union, great oceans are eventually formed. Along the way, these waters nourish the earth. You are one with the waters and one with the earth. This is a true message of Gaia. There is much to be done in your life, in your relationships, family, and in the larger community. To accomplish the changes you desire, imitate the action of water. Look to your community and find those to whom you are drawn. Join with them to work for the greater good. Not only for personal gain or profit, but for the pure joy of coming together. Romance may even apply to some such situations. When we join together in community, there are many benefits. The flow that results from synergy carries us to greater heights of love, joy, and accomplishment. In business, make stronger your ties to the networks you've cultivated. In relationships, be of pure heart and show and speak of your trust and your deep inner truth. Reach out and strengthen your ties to family, loved ones, and friends. If trust is lacking, create trust by your transparency of feeling and knowing yourself. It is time to actively create a positive change for you, for the betterment of all, and to nourish a new vision of the earth. Taking action now, solely for personal gain, and neglecting our connection to all beings, will cause your upward spiral to descend. the ego will attempt to activate your desire to have more. More happiness, more money, more influence, more love, more stuff. This is an aspect not only of an ego-driven capitalist society, but of the human condition, and should thus not be judged, but be on guard. You have all you need at this moment in time, and it will be recognized and made useful through gratitude. In that space, you see what you truly need and what or who is to be surrendered to the ritual fire, lightening the load as you move further in spirit and heart on the road less traveled toward the fulfillment of body, mind, and spirit. Your spirit dancers are with you and watching and are made ready to assist you with a flow like water to take you to bathe in the great sea of your dreams. It is here in these vast open spaces that dreams come true. There is no doubt about it. Now, however, is not the time to act only for personal gain. It is correct to take actions that will benefit all. This can be accomplished by making stronger your bonds to friends, associates, loved ones, and to your community as a whole. Bring a new seriousness to locating and recognizing your tribal brothers and sisters. If you find yourself feeling you don't have enough currency, meaning energy, in your present situation, don't fall into the widely accepted definition of currency. This is a trick of the ego. You'll find it's not the currency of money, influence, or power that is the elixir for your situation. At this time and in this situation, that magical elixir is compassion and goodwill. We know that goodwill and compassion alone will not pay the bills, but when these qualities are combined with the joining together with trusted comrades and community members, it will become the flow that makes way for you to manifest contentment and abundance for yourself, your tribe, and your community. You will be led to your bliss. Trust is called for now. Trust in yourself and trust in those close to you who have proven that sincerity and goodwill. The waters flowing over the earth are joining together at seemingly random places to form lakes and oceans, but the flow isn't at all random. You, like the waters, are being moved by an inner flow. Your task is to simply allow. Get your ego out of the way. Quiet the voice that says you must look good to others. If you let go and allow, you will find your inner truth, your flow. Trust that you will be taken to the sea of creativity, love, abundance, and contentment. There is a need for forming unions now to accomplish change for the greater good, as well as for the individual self. New relationships built on trust and goodwill can now be formed. They should be conceived and allowed to grow in an incubator of compassion, truth, and trust. This union will give birth to benefit in equal measure for all. There is a powerful lesson in the subtle instructions on the magic of the moment. Step out of your old mode of me, be it self-pity, self-sacrifice, self-destruction, or self-aggrandizement. Release negative patterns. And trust you are the magician who can, with beauty and grace, make strong your bonds to all around you through love, trust, and compassion. Be a leader in your tribe, business, or community. Show your strength by trusting in and showing support and care for your fellows. In your personal relationships, do the same. If you work on your own, look to your inner truth while in solitude. This is your personal magic. Trust it. Soon you'll realize and know that at all times, you are not alone. If you work with a group and don't feel the strength or desire to lead, then joyously join with your community, tribe, friends, family, and associates to accomplish tasks for the greater good. Acting in this manner will lighten your heart and allow you to see clearly where this flow of energy, trust, and compassion will take wherever you go. In the adventures before you, consciously spread goodwill. Work to join people together. You will find comfort wherever you are, and your difficulties will be washed away, leaving the path clear for positive change to take place. In the terminology of Jungian thought, the term conjunctio is an expression of the joining together of seemingly opposite ideas or actions to create a positive outcome. In the same way, tiny brooks and streams join together to create rivers that flow into lakes and eventually oceans. It's like that for you at this time. It will be made evident that when you allow your own ideas and those of your fellows to flow together to make something greater than individuals could imagine or accomplish, adapt to this path and come together in mutual benefit to create benefit for the greater good of all. These lessons come with a warning. By avoiding union at this time and isolating yourself, you will become like water trapped in depressions in the earth and will stagnate. All will be lost. You will be lonely. And the good you have accomplished so far will evaporate as it would with trapped waters. These teachings are a lesson in manifestation. Here, the action of joining with the flow of community, family, and friends will bring you to a deeper understanding of your true purpose and will lead to peace in your heart and mind. The antidote for worry and doubt is trust. Reach out with the strength of the warrior, the goddess, the hero, and radiate love and trust. Be love and trust those who have shown you their purity of truth. These are magical teachings, and you, right now, are the magician. Have a great week, everyone. Aloha ke akua.
Ilani, kapepa o ka enemi. O ohui aina ku ai hewa. I ka pono siwila o ke kanata. Kaolea e kau I ka puli. Kaluna o ka pepa o ka enemi. O hui ai nā ku ai hewa. I ka pono sivila o te tanaka.
Haina mai tabuai.